Okay, good morning. Sticking with this trend of mesotrione or tenacity talks and turf, I'd like to discuss some of the work that we've done at a little bit different take on utilizing this material, specifically from the standpoint of a cultivated sod grower for weed control actually in the fall with this material rather than in the spring. Dr. Bomek did a good job introducing the material, so in the interest of time, I'll go through that. There has been, as early as 2003, research done at various universities demonstrating the potential for this material to be used safely on newly seeded cool season turf grass species. Some of the first work was done at VPI in Michigan State. And I have always kind of made the joke when I talk about this that every sod grower who grows cool season turf in the country ought to write a check to these two universities, because this material is going to have a very significant impact on their sod growing operations. What we saw back in 2004 was a little bit of serendipity, I would say, where one of the researchers at Rutgers, Dr. Jim Murphy, was utilizing mesotrione to take bank grass out of one of his Kentucky bluegrass trials. And he also had some fairly significant patches of POA in there. And he went in the fall with my recommendation of two shots in the fall. And we did see that it lit up the POA post-emergence, but it did not kill it. And from that regard, I thought, well, maybe there's some pre-emerge potential here for POA control. And we presented this in New Orleans, where we did actually see a significant level of annual bluegrass activity in newly established turf in the fall. And here we have rates, tenacity applied pre, at 0.28 kilograms per hectare versus a sequential versus a post. And you can see a very high level of POA control, selective POA control, with that application into the following spring. And that's a picture of that. I did take the ratings at this particular trial on bare ground. And you can see the effect of doing a sequential application here. Here's just the pre-emerge followed by sequential of a pre plus a 4 week after emergence, both at 8 ounces or 0.28 kilograms per hectare. And you can see we have pretty much complete POA control. Well, instead of basically jumping up and down and saying, yippee, maybe we solved another big one, we did go back and reduplicate that trial in 07. And in this case, not so hot. Here's the 0.28 again, pre-emerge versus just a post-application. But again, here's the sequential, not quite reaching 80% POA control with two shots at 0.28 kilograms per hectare. So I thought we had some more work to do with this. And the other big thing here was to keep in mind that that POA evaluation was on bare ground. In this time going back there, I thought two things. Well, you know, come on, Steve, you can now see POA in turf. You've been doing this long enough now. So let's do a pure stand of Kentucky bluegrass with this. And the other thing is let's take a look at three applications instead of two to see if we can get any more significant activity. And also we wanted to look at the extent of intraspecific variability within Kentucky bluegrass cultivars to meso applied as a pre-emerge or sequentially. So we conducted studies both in 2007 and 2008 on both questions. The annual bluegrass control study was at Adelphia, and the Kentucky bluegrass cultivar was at Hort Farm. Typical Jersey soils. For annual bluegrass control, we used Midnight 2, seeded on either 828 or 916. In 08, the application rates range from 0.14 to 0.56. This would be 4 to 32 ounces per acre of the 4SC. Application timings are pre-emerge, a sequential, 4 weeks after emergence, or 3 shots pre, 4 weeks, and then again at 8 weeks after emergence. Data collection, turf cover, and then our annual bluegrass control ratings before we went totally dormant in December and then the following April. For the evaluation, we seeded in 1.8 meter rows, again, fairly timing planting dates, 9/13 and 07, 9/22 and 08. Pretty high application rates, 0.28 to 2.24. That would be 64 ounces per acre, akin to taking out the jug and just smacking the bluegrass right on top of the head with it. Application timings are pre, and then a sequential, a pre plus 4 weeks, a strip plot design. The cultivars we looked at were typical cultivars a sod grower would use, the P105, very popular, Midnight 2, and then other cultivars such as Thermal, which is a very aggressive, rapidly germinating type of cultivar. Again, turf grass cover ratings for that. Now, we haven't quite gotten here. Pat McCullough hasn't completely left me yet. We still have to do a little regression analysis on this, but the data will really speak for itself. As far as POA control studies, we were able to pull the data over years. We had some fairly tight data sets for both years, which is pretty unusual for studying a weed like annual bluegrass. And then, like we've seen here, and I think is something that is extremely significant, is that regardless of our application rate, as low as 0.14 kilograms per hectare or 4 ounces, we control the complete winter annual broadleaf weed spectrum, total. Henbit, chickweed, shepherd's purse, etc. In addition, because a lot of our sod gets planted in August, we also get control of late germinating summer annuals. Things like crabgrass germinating late, purslane, and purslane is a real bear for a sod grower, especially if they net the sod. Because what will happen is that purslane will come up late and it'll push through that netting before you get that turf that's well established. So again, very significant aspect of this material for a sod producer. And again, you can see that as low as 0.14, we've got late germinating control of things like lamb's quarter, crabgrass, and purslane. Now here we have the cover data. And as Dr. Bomek pointed out, this material is extremely safe on cool season turf. Really no cover reductions, either short-term or long-term, as high as 0.56. No real effect rate of timing. Basically, no matter what I did, even applying this material at 0.56 three times, I did not reduce Kentucky bluegrass cover. Now, here's the POA data. And again, we were able to combine both years. How do I go back? Able to combine both years. Here's the ratings in December and April. And there is no rate by timing effect, but we have a significant rate and a significant timing effect. And we see this kind of the stair step type of effect with the pre-applications, both in December and our April ratings. And then we get kind of the law of diminishing returns. As we get beyond that 0.28 to 0.42 rate there, we're not really improving control that significantly. Now, we do see a benefit of two applications combined over rates versus one, increasing control by 5% and 6% in December and April, respectively. However, we did not see a benefit by making a third application. So a sequential seemed to benefit us, but the most critical thing, as you see, is that initial rate that you're going to use pre-emerge for POA control. And again, this is the same data, just maybe a little bit better way to visualize it. We see a nice stair step effect, nice rate effect for POA control in our December and our April rating. As we increase rate, we increase control significantly until we get much beyond that 0.42. And this kind of shows you the rate progression, the lowest rate at 0.14, lots of little POA in there. You can still see that Steve doesn't grow very good turf. And then we see the effect at 0.56 versus the check. It just must be something about being a weed scientist. We really like ugly turf with that. I get Bill Meyer and his crew have a field day with me all the time about my turf growing ability. But again, looking out in the following spring, again, you can see this rate effect with that going from the 0.28 to the 0.56 versus the check. We've got nearly complete POA control at that 0.56 rate. Here, just seeing the rate progression of all three pictures, 0.14, 0.28, 0.56. And just another way of looking at the timing, I've already pointed this out, we did see a benefit of two shots, not really a benefit of three shots. And here at the lowest rate, we could kind of take maybe that PGR type of approach, low rates, more applications, it's just not cutting it. In this regard. Now, we didn't have like 2 weeks after emergence and then every applications every 2 weeks. Maybe that's another aspect to look at, but I think you'd have a tough time getting a sod grower out there to make that many applications. Cultivar establishment. I've got 2 minutes to go through this entire slide. Now, I just want to point out that really it took a pound active of this material to really get significant increases or decreases in cover relative to the check. And of course, if we made a second shot, we did see that significant reduction in cover. But again, look at some of these cultivars, 0% reduction for Midnight 2 at two shots at a pound active. So very, very tolerant. Again, a little different way of looking at this, a cultivar like Kingfisher did show some 50% reduction combined over timings at the jug smacking rate, as I called it, of 2.24 kilograms. But look at thermal here. No reductions whatsoever until we got up to that massive rate of 2.24. Same thing in the following May. That's a combination of the data over years. Just to give you an idea that there is some variability within cultivars, but really you've got to get up there in rates, to, in my opinion, to really see it. Again, the effect of timing, just showing you the three cultivars and that there is some variability both in the fall and in the following May. Picture's worth a thousand words. This is what we're looking at for a sod grower. Untreated check versus 8 ounces pre. Clean. Everything clean. In fact, you don't need 8 ounces to get everything clean. I think you need maybe in the ballpark of 3 to 4 ounces per acre. I make the joke with my Syngenta friends that if you don't capture every acre of cultivated sod grown in the country as far as cool season, hire me, I'll be your salesman for you. Again, just to show you how tolerant these cultivars are, you really got to get up into this rate range, the 0.56 to the 0.12. These are all the cultivars in a row with the herbicide applied across. Again, at 1.12, we start to see some differences, and you got to get up to that 2.24. This cut here is thermal. I couldn't really touch it. It ate it for breakfast, basically, 2.24 kilograms per hectare. Sequential applications, yes, you can light it up sequentially. That's the 0.28 twice. That's 0.56 twice. It's Christmas time, snowing out there. And yeah, you can definitely kill some of these cultivars finally at the 1.12 or 2.28, that should read, kilogram rate applied twice. Again, this is thermal, and believe it or not, that will recover once it starts to warm up a little bit. We know that it can be safely used for broad spectrum winter annual weed control. I cannot emphasize that enough, because look at what you're doing for a sod grower. Not only are you eliminating competition right from the get-go, he doesn't have to worry about coming back with a three-way phenoxy or something of that nature in the fall or early in the spring, stressing the turf, maybe not getting very good control because of cool weather conditions, etc. Bluegrass control requires a pre-application, has to have, in my opinion, that pre-application. Rates of 0.28 kilograms or higher, say or higher, that'd be off-label. Sod growers never used anything off-label, though. I mean, come on. Sequential applications of 4 weeks, improved annual bluegrass control, but not dramatically. Yes, it's statistically significant, but it wasn't dramatic. We didn't go from like 50 to 80. Okay, we went more from like 70 to 75. We still got some thinking about that. Further applications did not improve control. There is significant intraspecific variability within Kentucky bluegrass, but this was only observed at very high rates. What we're doing now, very quickly, is now what we're looking at is trying to hone in on when to make that second shot. So we're looking at a pre-application versus that second material applied, either 2 versus 4 versus 6 versus 8 weeks, et cetera, et cetera, after Kentucky bluegrass emergence, because I think that's a critical question. This material, I'm working, hopefully, convincing Syngenta to get a athletic field label for this material, because we can apply it and overseed into it directly. So you've got potential annual bluegrass management, something we couldn't do before because you can't apply dimension and then overseed into dimension. So again, a lot of interesting things, I think, still with this material. And as I said, as far as cultivated sod, it's a dramatic improvement. Thank you.